views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Happy and grateful to be here today. Benny, thank you so much for engineering this locomotive, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Before I get started, I just want to say we're sending heaps of love, prayers, and thoughts down south to everyone recovering and rebuilding from Harvey and Irma's devastating impact. We're thinking of you. Today, though, shifting gears, I have a wonderful guest making her return on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio and at the most perfect time. Christine Lane is a financial energy guide, and we'll be talking about how we can identify and shift our relationship with money for greater happiness. Money, let's face it, it can elevate, but it can also totally stress us out. Today's show is not about whether to invest in stocks or bonds, but rather how money issues have the potential to be emotional obstacles in our path to happiness and how we can master that relationship. Plus, in the second half of the show, we'll be doing readings. I'll be doing a one-card tarot card reading and then turning it over to my guest if she has perspectives she'd like to add. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you are feeling stuck in your career, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying unsuccessfully to bring joyful love into your life, or especially for today, stressed due to issues surrounding money, we can look at it through the lens of the reading. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, because a reading sort of pulls from the universe well, so to speak. And if we go to the well too often, the messages that can come up can be redundant and superfluous. But that being said, I always love updates, so if you put some ideas into place based on a reading that I gave you and want to share, please do. So, for those tuning in for the first time, welcome. Just a very brief bit about me. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively. It's my belief that we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, which can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. My role is not to define your path, but rather help you use energy effectively so that you're moving that energy to your back and now only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. As a result, there's more movement of energy and joy can be embraced all from a place of great strength that you created. I use tarot as the primary medium to connect with intuition, and as I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side wanting you to succeed, nothing scary can possibly come up. But That being said, there are some scary looking cards, but sometimes those are actually the best cards. Please know that I am not a fortune teller. My readings are not predictive, as I believe that messes with free will. I actually think that, I understand the desire to know it. I want to know it. But it actually can make a person feel more frustration because the path to get to a place of joy can seem so challenging to overcome when no path is laid out. And it actually can yield more stress and frustration. If you'd like to schedule a full session with me, you can do so directly on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. As I do sessions over phone and Skype, as well as in person, clarity, guidance, and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I like to often talk briefly about a tarot card that talks to the subject of the day, and I thought I would talk about one of those scary looking cards, and that's the Eight of Swords. Now, in this card, you see a person who is bound, trapped, blindfolded, unable to see a path out of her predicament. There's a majestic castle in the background, but she can't even imagine it. She is defeated. From her perspective, from her view, there is no way out of the feeling of powerlessness. From our perspective, looking at the card, however, we can see that she is not powerless at all, and in fact, she is not even trapped. While it looks as if she's tied to one of the eight swords, if you count up the swords, one can see that there's nothing behind her, meaning that while it may not be super easy, she has all the power in the world to shimmy up against one of those swords, free herself, take off the blindfold, and then just walk around to the beautiful scene in the background. During times of stress, it can feel as if power is nowhere to be found. Yet this card reminds us that by choosing to place energy into what is in your power, creates a shift in energy which can grow and exceed expectations. Challenges exist, and again, it is not always easy for sure. However, there are people, services, and guides who can help with that journey. One such person is my guest, so let me bring her on and tell you a little bit about her. As owner of Mind Over Money Consulting, Christine Lane provides consulting, training, and education at the intersection of money and psychology. She works with clients around the country to develop personalized action plans to help them reduce debt, build savings, and reach their financial goals. With a master's in psychology, expert knowledge of managing corporate budgets, as well as her super strong training skills and understanding of how people learn, Christine provides plans, guidance, education, and accountability to put people in charge of their financial life. Her plans help people win both the numbers game and the mental game, which is why she called her company Mind Over Money Consulting, because there's more to it than just the numbers. Welcome, Christine, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Oh, I'm glad to be back.
I am so glad you are back. Yeah, it's been hard to believe, but it's been almost a year since I had you on.
I know,
So before we get to the whole meat of stuff, can you just share with our listeners what led you to start Mind Over Money Consulting, and what do you offer people?
Sure. Well, you know, it probably won't come as a surprise to you, Eve, but as many things in life, it was a bit of a result of a chance encounter. A few years ago, I was working in the corporate world. I was a trader and I was managing corporate budgets. And because I was in charge basically of the profitability of the business unit of my company, I was aware of what all of our employees were making. And so one day, I'm chatting with a few colleagues about our 401k plan, and one of our younger colleagues mentioned that she did not put enough away to get our company match. And I said, well, you have to get the company match. I mean, that's free money, right? Everybody knows that. And she said, "Oh, I don't have enough money to do that. I wouldn't be able to eat if I got the company match." And internally, I kind of rolled my eyes at this because I'm thinking, "I know what you make. You make enough money to put away enough for the company match." And I have to admit, I was feeling a bit smug and superior from my vantage point in my mid-40s, feeling like I had it all together with my financial life. And then I kind of reflected on that smugness for a minute, and I thought, you know, when I was her age, 29, I was digging out of student loan debt, and I don't think I'd put a penny in a 401k, and I didn't even work for a company that had a match. So what was I sitting here feeling all superior about? It was something that I had to learn and develop over time. And I had this thought that I should go to her and say, "Look, I've been where you were, and if you want help, I can help you." But that's a little bit strange because, you know, I'm the director of this business unit and she's, you know, one of the worker bees, but I followed that impulse and I said that to her. And to my surprise, she said, "Yes, I need help." And so, you know, completely separate from our roles in the company, we got together, looked at her finances, helped her put a plan together, and just the relief she had from the stress, now knowing that she had a plan, it was so satisfying for me to see that I thought, you know, someday I want to do this as a career. And now here I am doing it as a career. So that's really how it got started.
I love it. And so now are you kind of transferring that into the, if somebody came to you and said, "What do you offer?" What would you let them know?
Exactly. Well, that's a great question. So basically what I do with my clients is I help them sort of gather the emotional energy to actually look at what's going on with their finances, because a lot of people, like that first encounter, are really afraid to look. So when we get together, we look at everything you've got, and then I rough and I put together an action plan. Sort of, hey, here's how you're going to reach your goal, whether it's getting out of debt or saving enough to buy a house or making sure that your retirement's on track. I put that together, and then together we work on educating you as to what I've done, why I've done it, so you can be your own expert. And that's all great. That's what financial planners do. That's helpful, and it's necessary. But that's not all there is to it, because as you mentioned in the introduction, I really believe that this is a mental game plan. So what I find is most people get their plan and they're so excited, and then what we do is we continue to meet for a few months. Every couple of weeks, I check in, I provide accountability. But more importantly than that, when we meet the first week after I've given my clients the plan and they've done nothing on it, because that's very common. They're very excited to get it and then they don't follow it. We start to figure out what are the mental roadblocks? What are the triggers for overspending if that's the problem? Or if you were supposed to take some action with the bank and you didn't do it, why didn't you do it? So together, based on your real life experiences, we build a mental game plan that enables you to follow the action plan we've laid out. So it's really this combination of things, of helping people get educated and learn the practical aspects of managing money, but then also delving into your psychology, your own personal individual psychology, to enable you to work with the plan. So that's kind of the dual nature of what I provide for people. So it's a lot of on-the-phone meetings, you know, working with documents back and forth, and just helping people through that.
I love that, because I always say that whenever you're trying any kind of, whenever you're ever doing any sort of new change of habit, motivation, while it's a wonderful thing because that gets us started, the motivation will run out before the results are seen. And so unless you have that presence, that guide, that coach, that game plan in place, then chances are we don't make those changes that we need to make. So I love that you offer that. I've got so many more questions for you, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with my guest, Christine Lane. Plus, we'll be doing readings later on in the show. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation. or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letterrintuit.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, financial energy guide, Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting. I will also be doing a one-card tarot card reading shortly with Christine, offering her perspectives, if appropriate, on the situation. Christine, I have so many more questions for you, but before that, could you please share with our listeners how they can learn more about you?
Sure, you can check out my website, which is www.mindovermoneysite.com. You can also email me at Christine Lane, Mind Over Money Site, or you can check out my Facebook page, which is Facebook Mind Over Money / Christine Lane. So those are the ways to learn more about me.
Excellent. Again, Mind Over Money Site, SITE.com. Wonderful. So before the break, we were talking about money and how it impacts us emotionally. This is such a hot button topic. And so how does not having control over your finances, just what does that do to us emotionally?
You know, it causes a lot of stress, not surprisingly. And, of course, that's true for any area of our lives where we feel out of control, but money most especially, because when we feel out of control of some other area of our life, but we have a lot of money, money can often be used to throw at those problems and to solve them. But when we feel out of control with our money, we don't have that as a tool to solve some of our stress problems. So it's almost like a root of extra stress.
And stress, we know, causes so many problems, you know, in terms of health concerns, and leads to a whole mess of stuff. But, you know, when we think of stress, and when we think of rather financial problems, we think, okay, well, that's when a person's just getting out of college, or that's, you know, a senior. But it's really any age, right?
You know, it is absolutely any age. And it's interesting that you say, oh, you think it's somebody just getting out of college, because when I started in this business, that really was going to be my focus, you know, based on that initial chance encounter. I thought student loans and people, you know, don't have, not in the high earning part of their career yet. But I really found that a lot of my clients are in their 40s and 50s, and maybe they have stress because even though they're making a good income, they still have a lot of debt, or they're making a decent income, but they have the stress of knowing that they don't have enough information to manage their money wisely. I like to teach people to be their own experts. So a lot of times once they have the information and they have a plan, the stress evaporates even before the results come in. And I can tell you a story of one of my clients, you know, as we were talking about stress, and she was a little bit on the younger end, but she had over $200,000 student loan debt. And she said she literally spent 80% of her time worrying about this. Imagine the brain space that you could devote to other positive endeavors in your life that, you know, if you didn't have to spend 80% of your time worrying about money. So we worked together, we put a plan together, and even though it's going to take her a while, it's going to take her 10 years to pull out of this debt, she said that it just, the stress lifted once she had a plan and committed to it. So she's got the brain space now to do things like, she is starting a woman's music festival, large one in the D.C. area. She's getting this whole thing together. She's raising money for it because she can do that now because she doesn't have to spend all her time worrying, even though she's still waiting on the results. So the power that is unleashed when you can clear the deck to some of that worry and stress is really amazing. And I've seen this happen at a variety of ages. You know, as you said, it's not just the younger folks.
Wow. And, you know, also when you get into the 30s and 40s, and also with the younger folks too, we're in this Facebook era and Instagram and everything. And I'm sure there's things I don't even know about because I'm kind of old. But, you know, those social media sites that you can easily present this perfect facade. And so when people are dealing with money problems, there's a lot of shame because they don't want to actually bring that forward. And so that shame makes them turn and bring that, hold that all inward, which is also not, it's not the best for you, mind, body, and spirit.
That's so true. And one of the things that I try to work on with my clients immediately is to get them out of a shame mindset, because it doesn't help anything. Feeling bad about yourself, berating yourself for your lack of discipline, your lack of knowledge, isn't going to move you forward. So moving people out of that shame mentality is a really important part of what I do.
And it can be done. Yeah, because I'm sure people will say, you can do it for other people, but and that's why I chose that Eight of Swords, because it feels so helpless, so powerless, and there is a plan out, correct?
Absolutely. I was thinking about that when you were talking about taking off the blindfold and walking into this beautiful area and taking your power back. You have power to affect change in your life at all the different ages. I have seen people that have come to me in their 40s with nothing in their 401ks. And we can build a plan to increase their safety and security. And, you know, not saying they're going to become millionaires and live a lavish lifestyle, but at any point in the process, you can take back your power. You can affect positive change in your situation. You can give yourself the safety and security and the freedom from worry.
I love it. You know, before the break, and we're going to go to break in just a few moments, but just, you know, give people a little bit of a taste in case before they decide to reach out and contact you. Could you give all of our listeners one tip people could do today to gain control over their money from that energy perspective?
Absolutely. The first thing you can do to take back some of your power is to look at what your situation really is. And that's something a lot of my clients struggle with. They don't really want to add up what they're spending every month, or look at what all their debts are, or look at what's really in the 401k. But just get down and look at everything related to your finance, because running away from it takes away your power, but looking at it squarely starts to bring some of it back. Even though it's scary, once you get past that, it becomes a lot easier. And then if you have the time, the follow-on would be to start to make a plan to keep more of what you're earning and spend less of it. But just looking can really start to take back your power.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, and I really like that you talked about also addressing that shame part of it, or embarrassment, or anything like that, because like we are all in this journey together, and so while it is your experience, you don't have to go through this process alone, and that there are people and guides and around you that can help with that process, so it doesn't have to be so terrifying or anything like that.
One thing I tell people when they're doing that initial look, and this is actually something, a trick I learned when I was managing corporate budgets, is when you're doing that initial laying out all the numbers, treat it as a math problem rather than a word problem. So we all probably remember back in school, there were word problems, and there were just the math problems, the equations. While you're looking, take all of the emotional baggage and all of the, oh my God, this means this, and this means that, and I should have done this. Take all of that out and just look at it as if it were numbers. If it's not, it's not a question about the trains and what speed they're going at. It's simply 4 + 4 = 5 or 10 - 20 = -10. And when you first look, just treat it as numbers. You can deal with the reality around the numbers afterwards, but for now, just start with the numbers and just let all of that other emotional stuff go and just say, I'm working out a math problem. It's not scary. It's just a math problem.
It's just math. I love it.
And of course, it's way more than math when you're actually doing the whole thing. But if you start with just the math, this is what I used to do when I was running numbers, and it looked like our company was not going to make profit when I was under pressure from the higher ups to make a certain profit, and I wouldn't want to look as to what the numbers were. I'm like, just look at it as a math problem. Find out what the numbers are. Then you can decide what to do about those numbers in the world of everything else that goes with them. But if you're having a hard time getting started, just say, for now, it's just math. Tomorrow, it can be more than that.
That is awesome. I love it. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll be doing readings. You are listening to me with Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with my guest, Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me, schedule a reading, or inquire about readings for an upcoming event you're hosting at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotCom or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. If you are just tuning in, I am here talking with my guest, Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting. Before we get to our first caller, Christine, could you let listeners again know how they can learn more about you?
Absolutely. You can check me out at my website, which is www.mindovermoneysite.com. So that's S-I-T-E on the end of Mind Over Money. You can also find me on Facebook, Facebook/ Christine Lane, Mind Over Money. So those are good ways to get in touch with me.
Excellent. So we will get to calls. Just so listeners know, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. And today I'm going to be doing a one-card tarot card reading. And after I do that, I will hand it over to my fantastic guest in case you'd like to add anything from a financial energy perspective. As I look at tarot as a visual representation, as I said earlier, of the mind of the unconscious, which is on your side, nothing scary can come up in a reading. Before we begin, I always do like to start with a small disclaimer, however, that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So let's get to our first caller, Tricia. Tricia, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi.
Hello, Tricia. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be on today. I'm in need of some guidance in this area.
Well, let's see what we can get to you. Is there anything in particular that you have a question about?
Well, we could go with the money angle since that's what you're talking about today. I've backed myself into a corner again financially, and it seems like I just can't quite get to a place where I can start digging myself out.
Okay, well, let's take a look. And, you know, what popped up immediately in terms of the card is the Knight of Cups. Now, I always say that, you know, I love when clients pull kings and queens in that core card just because it talks of when you're in the king queen position, you're really directing everything. From a knight perspective, because this was the knight card that came up, the knight does the bidding of the king. So there's this feeling of this that the emotion, the stress, the weight of external things that seem almost more powerful than you is making you feel kind of halted, unsure about where to go forward. In this card, the knight has his arm extended, and the cup talking about passions, the heart, emotions, the horse's head is bowed, and the knight is just not moving forward. And so there's this feeling of kind of feeling very vulnerable, opening yourself up. But at the same time, you have all that power available to you, because if I look at the word knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, it's got all the letters of king in there. So we just got to get rid of two of those letters, because you have all that ability. But the in some of the words that you were using, there was a feeling of just feeling beleaguered. And again, in that night, almost subservient position to forces external to you that are stronger, and anything can be more further from the truth. And so definitely tap into where you are wanting to go from your sense of strength, knowing it is truly there, making sure that your words are reflecting where you expect to be rather than enforcing or reinforcing a feeling of being trapped, of being stuck. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, well, absolutely.
Well, we're getting rid of that night status right away. So let me turn this over to Christine and see if she has anything she'd like to add.
One question I have for you, something that jumped out when you were talking, is I think you used the word again, that you're in sort of a situation again and you need to dig out. Does this feel like you've got some sort of pattern or common thread that's been running through your sort of financial life or sort of your financial mental attitude?
Yes.
Would you expand on that a little bit? Have there been circumstances that frequently reappear in your life, or do you feel it has to do with your management of money? Is it one or the other, or both?
I think probably both. I think I know, and I've been examining this again from a different perspective, trying to think, okay, so I'm the common denominator. What is my relationship, and how can I make things so that I don't do this again? So I think there's some emotional issues there. There's a comfort zone kind of thing, too, that I'm trying to figure out, and I'm just kind of not sure where to go from here, I guess.
So I would say one thing that I often tell my clients is to start believing the types of things Eve just said. People can pull out of incredible circumstances. You do have the power if you believe that it's possible, and get educated on what, you know, look at your numbers and get educated on what it would require to dig yourself out. I sometimes say there's a fine line between faith and delusion. So it's not all faith, but it definitely starts there, owning the power that you have. So I'm not nearly as good as giving cogent advice on very little information, but one thing I forgot to mention when I gave my information is anybody who's listening to the show, I do offer to listeners of Eve's show a free 30-minute sort of strategy session, and you can email me through my website and get that. So if you want more detail, if you want to talk about this a little more in depth and ask some specific questions, we could do that.
Okay, great.
And you know, Tricia, I love what everything you said, Christine. And, you know, one thing you said, though, is if you believe, it may start with just your actions, despite the fact that the brain is not fully on board. I always say your brain does not understand and cannot fully appreciate what living your life without this worry, without this stress would be like. And so we just need to plow ahead and know that the brain will catch on later. But as you're ditching those two additional letters in the word night, and know that your brain's definitely going to catch on further. Would you say that's accurate, Christine?
Absolutely. My clients do come to me, you're right, before they believe. They've taken the first action when they still don't really believe I can help them most of the time. So that's a very good point.
So Tricia, I got to ask, do you believe that you're going to be able to get past this feeling of night and owning your strength and owning your power? Do you believe that will happen?
Yeah, I really like your night analogy. So I think I'm going to take that and kind of file that away and bring that out when I'm feeling kind of frustrated.
Excellent. And you know what? I love that you just said yes. It's okay if your brain freaked out about it more during that time. Just as long as as the words are coming out, yes. And now it's just a matter of making it so. And that's actually, I love what Christine said. It's just math.
Right.
And so I hope that's been helpful for you, Tricia.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Please keep us updated. Thank you so much for calling. We are going to just take our last break. And when we come back, I've got more talking, got more questions, got more readings. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. I am here with my guest, financial energy guide, Christine Lane of Mind Over Money Consulting. You can learn more about her and also schedule a complimentary strategy session over phone wherever you are in the country at mindovermoneysite.com. And site is S-I-T-E. So, Christine, I've got some other questions for you. So since you started this, you know, when I started my company, I really thought that my clients were going to be like this. I began questions about this, and I was just surprised by the fact that things were not as I expected. And once I opened that up to allow for the unexpected, it was wonderful. Now, since you started Mind Over Money Consulting, did you experience any surprises? Have you learned stuff from it?
Absolutely. In fact, I once heard somebody say about business, you can't pick your fans. And I have found that to be very true with me. I think, as I said before, I really had this image of helping 23, 25-year-olds get themselves set up so they'd be in great shape in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And what I found is the people who really gravitate to me, yes, I've got people in their 30s. I do have a few very forward-thinking 20-somethings, but I get a lot of people in their 40s and beyond. And there's a couple of things that have surprised me about that. I already told that story about me being all smug about the position I was in my 40s, and I've since hit some roadblocks and had to make some changes. So what surprised me is how much change you can impact and how much time you still have left to make a great financial future for yourself, even if you've hit roadblocks in your 30s and 40s, even if you haven't started thinking about this until much later in life, that the plans can really turn around the potential financial future. So seeing how far people can come has been really amazing. Seeing what people still have to learn in their 40s and 50s because they're busy dealing with other things. So I think the fact that people are coming to me at later ages but can still really catch up has been something that surprised me. And something else that has surprised me is people coming to me in middle age who have actually done reasonably well. They're not in big debt, but they just don't know where they are relative to what they need to be. They're overwhelmed by the world of financial planners. They come to me not because they're out of money. They've got savings. They've started their investments, but they felt condescended to by people in the sort of proper financial industry, and that people didn't explain things to them in terms they could understand. So they've come to me, it's about being your own expert for them, learning how to manage it themselves, and working with somebody who knew how to communicate to them. And that was a surprise to me as well. I did not think people that were on solid ground would be that as interested as I find that people are. So that's really been a change I didn't expect.
Yeah, and you know, and you talk a lot about the 30s, 40s, middle age, but I would also imagine that seniors now are also, you know, they're kind of wondering why am I feeling so stressed now? And as they're planning and they're doing their retirement and healthcare too. So money issues can definitely impact us at any age. So I'm so glad that you're offering this service for people. And, you know, here we are. Okay. So we're in September. We are heading into fall. And you know what fall is. Fall is a lot of changes, the season changes, holidays, everything, school. What change does, you know, this change of season, what impact does that have on with people's relationship to money coming up?
You know, you would think that it didn't have any impact, right? What does the season have to do with money? But I've actually found quite the opposite. That people's money energy, the mental brain space that they have that they can devote towards thinking about money, towards making changes, changes with the season. And in fact, September, October, the sort of back to school fall period is really an ideal time to harness your mental energy around money, because in this time of year, people get into a little more of a serious mindset, a little more around responsibilities and taking care of things, because I think we're all still a little subject to that back to school feeling, even if we've been out of school 20, 30 years, but it's kind of a time of buckling down and getting serious. And you talked about the wind at your back rather than your front. This is a time where the wind is at your back for dealing with these kinds of issues. And what I find is as we slide through September, October, November, it's a really good time. Once we get into December, people are in spending mode. They're not in buckling down, thinking seriously about it mode. But then we hit July, and then you get into the hangover mode from all the spending you did in December. So July is another period of time where people really get serious. July into the spring is a good time to harness that mental willingness to work on this, but it's even better to do it in September before you wind up with the hangover pushing you to do it, when you've got that sort of new school energy pushing you. And then I find that in summer, much like December, people have a little less willingness to deal. Fun is more on the mind. Travel is more on the mind. So working with that natural ebb and flow of that sort of mental willingness and energy around money is a good way to not have to work harder at it than you need to.
Interesting. Now, and you talked about, you know, with people calling you for a strategy session. So now that we're in this fall season, Or for our Australian listeners, we're heading into summer, so or spring, rather. But now that we're into the fall season here, if people want to kind of say, I'm tired of just being stressed about money, and they want it, but they're not sure what to do, where to start, can you just tell a little bit about what they would experience in a strategy session if they contact you?
Absolutely. The strategy sessions tend to be about 30 minutes long. And first we talk about where you are mentally with your money. What is it that you haven't achieved, that you want to achieve? What's motivating you? How will you feel a year from now if things are different versus if you don't make any changes? And then we look at the numbers at a really high level, because obviously it's a 30-minute session, but enough to give you some sense of what next steps you need to be taking to be your own expert, to get yourself to where you need to be so that you can get started along the path. It's really about making sure you don't make missteps, because a lot of people, they're really excited, maybe they've got the energy, but maybe they throw all their money into savings when they should be investing, or maybe, you know, they try too hard to cut out too many things and they can't stick with the plan, or they don't know where the right deals are. So it's about making sure those efforts that you put in the beginning are going to pay the most dividends, that you're taking the most effective action. So it's setting you on the path to take the most effective action.
I love it. And can you share with the listeners all your contact information again?
Absolutely. My email is Christine Lane, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Lane, L-A-N-E, at mindovermoneysite.com. My website again, www.mindovermoneysite.com. And again, site is S-I-T-E. And then if you want to check out some of my more whimsical Facebook articles and my husband's artwork, because he draws cartoons for me, it is Facebook at Christine Lane Mind Over Money. So those are the places you can find me.
I love it. So now, gosh, right before, since we're about to close the show, we're always growing, we're always changing, we're always evolving. What is next for Christine Lane on your ever evolving journey?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. One is I've been adding a lot more of the psychology of money and happiness to my presentations that I give, to my webinars, and my work with my clients. So how to spend money for maximum happiness, because it's not all about saving and security and planning for the future. It's about enjoying your life now. And there are principles about how money can be used to add real value to your life, as opposed to frittering it away on things that don't really add to the joy and the value. So that's really something that's been coming in with my sessions with my clients, and in a lot of the educational work I'm doing and the articles I'm writing. And then the next piece, which is a little bit further down the line, is I really want to do a lot to dispel the shame we have around money. You talk about the social media world and Facebook, and everybody's posting the new things they're buying, and nobody's talking about maybe the underside of their debt. And so my longer-term plan is a podcast where I get people to talk about their money in real terms. Anonymously, of course, because people don't want to throw this out to the world, but so that people can see they're not alone in their struggles and how many people have similar struggles and how they've pulled out of it. So those are the two sort of next steps.
That's fantastic. And now all my listeners know exactly why I brought you back, as it's been too long, because you are fantastic. This was so informative, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, yeah, this was great. I can't believe we're here at the end of the hour so soon. I still have so many more things to ask. It did. It goes by so fast. I want to thank everyone for tuning into our Financial Energy Show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to doing next week's show, where I will be doing readings all hour. So get your fingers ready to call in. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve.
Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.